You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to DottoTech. I'm Steve Dotto, and we are glad you are joining us this Thursday evening. I'm feeling better about the Thursday night thing now.
Well, it's 2 weeks.
Second week. It takes a few days to kind of get over the shift in my publishing schedule, because now my newsletter goes out a day later. Not sure how that's, but it seems okay.
It's a good week. It's a good day of the week.
It is a good day of the week. It's a great day of the week. It's a great day because it's our first ever App Thursday.
You went with App Thursday, huh?
Well, I'm going with App Thursday until something better comes up. We started doing App Wednesday before we ever even knew it was App Wednesday. We just did it when we would not have any good guests, so we would call the same group of people together to talk about apps. And it was an easy way to put together a show, and it turned out to be a fantastic piece of show.
You're telling me that this was just a stopper for
It was a happy accident, yes. I had no good ideas one day. I said, I don't know what to talk about today on the show. I know. I'll call up some nerds and get them all on board. And
I thought it's geeks. You said nerd is that's the N-word.
Am I wrong? Yeah.
Geeks.
I called up some geeks.
I'm glad they didn't leave.
No, we did have the nerds the first time, remember?
Right,
It wasn't good. Yeah, so we went with geeks the next time. It is App Wednesday. We have birthday boy John Beeler here. Hi, John. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And are you excited?
Yes.
He sounds excited.
I'm very excited.
He's got his free Starbucks coffee in front of him.
So he doesn't need to win this week if he's...
I've already won.
He's a winner every week. John is a winner every week. We have defending champion Rebecca Bullitt.
That sounds good.
Did you strut about pretty proud with your win last week?
I sure did. Made myself a crown and a sash and all that stuff.
Well, we've been trying to figure out a prize to give to the holder of the title for the month, and we haven't figured out.
I thought we give away those.
We do give away Roam Mobility stuff, yes. And you got your Roam Mobility stuff.
I did, yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So we give them a prize from that perspective.
You think they need more?
There needs to be some sort of, there needs to be some token, some trophy, some prize of battle that they have to, see, the thing about it is, it's not the winning it, it's the giving it up the following month. That's the really important thing.
Right.
Because there is, you have the month of happiness, joy, I'm the winner, and then there's the degradation of, I've got to give it to somebody else. Because they kicked my butt this month. So,
like the immunity idol in Survivor.
I guess so. Sort of like that if you watch Survivor, yes. And also we have Isaac Kendall. Isaac, how are you doing, sir?
I am well.
So this is your second time.
Yes, first time
first
here.
First time you came close, didn't you? You
were runner-up to John, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Strong contender.
But he's kind of like the one-armed guy. You know the baseball player that just pitches? Because he only brings, basically, his Android apps to the table.
Oh, not this week.
Oh, really?
I've got my lineup of...
iOS apps?
All over the place, Matt.
Now, you know that you really only have time for four apps.
That's okay.
And you told me you had nine?
Nine.
Oh, so you're going to listen and you're going to... now you're putting pressure on yourself to have to make a choice. Like, Art... came in today with three, and then he says, I got to find a fourth. So he comes in with a bare minimum. So he has his batting order completely up to Steve. And John, how many did you come in with each month?
I have 23 in the Dotto folder.
Oh. Boy, oh boy, wouldn't that be something to hack? Rebecca, how many did you come in with?
I've got a solid four, and then I have others that I could use, but they're probably things that Beeler's already mentioned already at some point in time.
Yeah. Or we'll take.
I have my four.
He might just take credit for the ones that you.
Yes. Well, let's jump right into it. We're going to do something different. We're going to start with Art this week.
Me? We started with me last month, but that's okay.
No, okay.
I don't need. You don't need to baby me around. Every month, I tend to bring an app that has to do with alcohol, and this month is not different, only it's the complete other way around. I saw somebody post this on the Facebook machine, so I thought, that's genius. So I checked it out, and there's a few of them. What I'm talking about is a sobriety test used with your iPhone. So this one is called Webroot Sobriety, and I was playing around with it earlier today. I wasn't drinking, so this is completely sober. I still failed. But there's just a bunch of games where you use your phone to balance, just so you you know whether or not... by the way, they do preface this by saying that this is not a real sobriety test, so don't use it, and you cannot tell the police officers that you're sober
you
enough
took a
to
web
drive.
Route. I took my iPhone says I can drive off a sober.
But, you know, when you're at home and or when you're out with some buddies and you have some drinks and you're looking for something to do, it's a fun game, and perhaps maybe it is a good... time killer.
So it's the Webroot sobriety test.
Yes.
That's what you're leading with?
I think it is great.
You do. I believe you, Art. I believe you think it's great. And it does follow your theme of alcohol-related apps.
To launch off with on my app Wednesday.
Okay.
Thursday.
Isaac, we're going to go switch to you, sir.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if there was like an app that would give you math problems before you could Facebook or tweet?
There is one. There is one.
Is there one?
There's one that they. Yeah,
I don't know if it's an app or if it's a plugin or something.
Like and there's a thing that you can put on your iPhone that will actually block all of your tweets after a certain time at night, and then give at 6 a.m. and say, "Are you sure you want to send these?"
We contemplated that last year when I was at CES at one of the media parties. Going, there should be a math test.
Yes.
Before you can tweet after 10 o'clock at night, especially in Vegas.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that there's a. Yeah, I don't usually look on Twitter, so I don't see a lot of the bad tweets, I guess, coming out. But yeah, mine are always spelled wrong. Yeah. So what's your app?
Okay, so in the Kendall house, we're a big fan of the entertainment book.
$47. Yeah.
Well, there's an app.
For it, I do, and I've got that.
You use that. And
I use that.
It's a great app because, you know, we get our pound of flesh every year out of the entertainment book using the movie coupons. But at the end of the year, there's just all these coupons. You're like, I've left money on the table.
Oh, yeah.
And so what the app does is you can... Just open up the app, and it'll give you, based on your GPS location, coupons around you. So you're like, oh, there's a Thai place. I feel like Thai. Let's go for Thai. Whereas, you know, you just end up going...
As opposed to thumbing through the book, which...
Is impossible.
You know, the book has got a crummy GPS built into it.
It's terrible. It's offline most days, yes.
Yeah, it's completely offline, yeah.
And we leave that book, you know, in the back of the car, and we're somewhere like, hey, let's go for dinner and use an entertainment coupon, and 30 seconds later, we just end up at Boston Pizza.
The app is a little bit clunky, but it does work.
It does, yes.
And it can be proof. And the thing about the app is it's dynamic, is they change, is they add new coupons, as new advertisers come on to the entertainment book, it does. Now, one thing I don't know is if I don't buy a new entertainment book next year, does it time out?
Yes.
That sucks. Oh, well. But yeah, they get, what is it, $50 or something like that?
$47 a year.
Money goes to your kids' things.
Kids' hockey or soccer or whatnot,
So the entertainment book. It's not often that you come up with an app that Steve uses, but there it is. There's an app that Steve uses. The entertainment book. Okay. Entertainment app. Rebecca.
Hi.
Defending champ.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine the other day said that her aunt came to visit her and she hates flying, but she actually flew for the first time in about 15 years.
With a plane?
Because in an airplane.
Okay.
Yes, in an airplane. And she was able to do so. She has a fear of flying, but she was able to get through it because of an app. So, of course.
Because most people use drugs.
Yes. She did not use drugs.
So I think she loses because the drugs that they use are good that they give you for that. Okay.
App beats drugs? What? Or drugs beat app? So it's called SOAR, and it's... I actually looked it
not
up.
Not SOAR, I've got a sore leg.
S-O-A-R, okay. Like soaring through the air. And it's actually one of the only free fear of flying apps that I could find. And there's little packages that you can add on. You can take courses. There's little affirmations. And it kind of guides you through what's happening when you're boarding, what's happening when you're on the plane, to kind of put your mind at ease. So she was
really?
Reading these, and it helped her kind of relax and settle down for the flight. But also built into this, so in the free version, there's a bunch of little in the free version, there's a bunch of little tips and tricks that will walk you through that. But in the course section, you can purchase $20 for like an actual course where someone plays a little video. But then what I found most handy is there's also a turbulence forecast. So that's something I would actually use this app for. I'm not afraid of flying, but I would use the turbulence forecast just to check out, and they get you a little radar map of North America and show you where there's upcoming
turbulence.
Locations.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
That is neat.
So I found that part of the app really useful for me, and I don't even
look,
have
what
a fear.
What a surprise. I'm looking at your map, and I know exactly where it's turbulence. Over the Rocky
Always
Mountains.
Always over the Rockies,
what
yeah.
a surprise. What a surprise.
Yeah.
Now, Art would use that so he would know when to order his drink so that it would not be jiggling on the table.
That is true. Or I would use it while I'm figuring out which kind of drink I would get.
Yes. There you go. Good. So what is that? That's called Soar.
Soar.
And
yep.
I didn't know. In it sounds to me like you actually found multiple Fear of Flying apps,
but they're all like $20 or so. This is the only free one, but then it has the add-on packs that are $20. But the free version is pretty good with all the stuff that's included.
I'd be so tempted to mess with the people if I built a free. You know, if you built a free Fear of Flying app, you'd be, you know, everything is fine. Oh my God, what was that?
At the bottom of the app, they're just prayers.
Yes. Okay, that's a good one. Excellent. Birthday boy Beeler.
All right. I do have a little asterisk beside this app because this app is only available in the U.S. App Store.
Okay.
But
you can't just okay. Remember when I brought a taxi app that wasn't available in Vancouver and you ridiculed me for that?
Objection overruled.
Ugh.
This app does work in Vancouver.
Ah.
It does work and it appears to work in border towns. It's called Dark Sky. And I'll tell you the story about how I found out about it. I was just recently in Portland at a conference, and it was lunchtime, and we were going to go outside to the food trucks, but it was pouring out. And so someone suggested, we should check Dark Sky. Basically, Dark Sky is a weather forecasting app for your exact location for the next hour. So what it does is it takes a look at the weather radar for your area, does some calculations based on, you know, where the clouds are going and all that kind of stuff. And it says, okay, well, in 6 minutes, it's going to stop raining for 25 minutes. So if you need to go walk your dog, you'll know when the rain is going to stop to go walk your dog and how much time you have to go for that walk. And
that's cool.
It's it's a geolocation system. Mm-hmm. And you hit that little locate me button and it says, okay, your current conditions, you know, for here, it's partly cloudy, 13 degrees. Next hour, partly cloudy. So they have this little, like, little line graph, and it says, clear skies are boring. Tap here to view a storm in Mount Vernon, Montana. And it takes you to the Montana location and shows you what a really bad storm looks like in the app. Oops. And the cool thing is the radar is really slick. You can actually scrub through and see in your location where the clouds are going and moving over the next 60 minutes.
And it does geolocate to Canadian if we're close to the border.
I was just in Medicine Hat, and it did not work in that location.
Yeah, okay.
So I think it's something to do with they're getting their information from the weather service.
But here
in
Vancouver, it's working.
It works in Vancouver perfectly fine. Yeah.
That is an interesting app. Because I know that our weather office here, they've got some pretty funky stuff as far as getting right down to fairly precise. Yeah. But I've never heard of anything that kind of gives you that forecast that is practical in nature.
It seems to be accurate, like based on my tests over the last couple of weeks, about 80% of the time. There was a few times when it's like,
but 80-20 rule.
Yeah, but the really impressive thing is when I was told about this app, they said, you know, we launched the app. It actually is an expensive app. It's $4,
ooh,
which is kind of crazy for a weather app, but it's money well spent, in my opinion, because I've used it a number of times. But we were literally watching our watch and seeing how much time we had left before it was supposed to stop raining. And it was like someone flipped a switch outside. The rain stopped.
You went out.
And we went outside
for a food truck.
Yeah. And then we came back in, and then the rain started again. It was creepy, crazy, awesome.
It's like Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
When they're in 2015, Doc's like, wait.
Yep.
There you go.
Exactly. Awesome. And then this is the app that does that, which is pretty cool.
Aren't you feeling bad about complaining about this app now, Art?
A little bit, but I didn't know that we were allowed to use some sort of voodoo apps that tell the future. If I knew that, then I would have come in with a whole bunch of them.
You've got time. We're going to take a break. You have time to look up a voodoo app. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to return with more of App Thursday here on Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better.
You're listening
except
to Dottotech.
Maybe you. Brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
We are chugging along on App Thursday here on Dottotech. We have Rebecca Bullitt, we have Isaac Kendall, we have John Beeler, and we have Art Factora. And we've just gone through round one, and it was a fine round all around as far as I'm concerned. But now it's on to round two. And Art, what do you got?
Well, this isn't a sexy app, but it is useful, and I used it yesterday.
Way to sell it.
Thank you. I've learned that I need to undersell with Steve and then perhaps maybe it will impress him.
Okay? What you need to do is come up with a cool app.
Well, I made sure that we did not talk about this on the show because I checked your DottoSec page and I searched for it, and we do not have Quick Office.
Okay.
On the DottoTech page. And the Quick Office is a great little app. If you the thing is that when you send yourself a Word document, you can't really do anything with it on your iPhone or iPad unless you download a another app to get into it. So I needed to I was working on a trivia thing I work on every Tuesday at a bar called Malone's on Seymour and Pender, and I didn't finish it while I was at work, so I emailed it to myself. And I put it into
Are you
a
hoping
Word
to
document.
Get something free from Malone's for that?
No, not at all.
It seemed an awful lot of detail.
I'm just telling people. I'm just telling people that every Tuesday night, if you're looking for something to do downtown, there's a fantastic little trivia night that I host.
It's not you. I thought you were sitting at Malone's working on like the trivia thing.
Oh, you thought I wanted like
and
free
so
beer and wings?
Looking for free beer and wings?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I MC a trivia.
Because if we were going to do that, we'd be talking about Original Joe's down the street where we're going to go after the show today.
Are you expecting something from them?
No, because they don't listen to us either.
Plug.
Yeah, no.
So yeah, I was able to edit my document, my Word document, on my iPhone, which I had never done before until I found this app. So it is
Quick Office. And does it open all Office apps like Excel?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay, good stuff. By the way, you know who does listen to us? Is the dental offices. That's what I understand.
Could we get dental work done?
I don't know. Do you want it done?
Absolutely. That stuff's very expensive.
There we go.
I can do without the beer and wings.
Okay. But Quick Office is following up with web root sobriety. Okay. Isaac, round two, sir.
Run P.
Okay.
RUNPEE. If you're a moviegoer, this is the movie app you need.
Oh.
What it does is you can scout out a movie before you go to it, and it will tell you when in the movie there's weak points of plot, tell you at when guy gets out of a car and does this, run, you have 4 minutes.
That is awesome.
Yes.
And how current is it?
Up to the minute.
So for brand new releases, you're going to see...
Absolutely.
So you're going to see... I don't even know what's in the theaters today.
I just hit pause and go to the bathroom, but...
No, if you're in a movie theater, you can't hit pause in the theater.
You missed my point, though.
You don't go to the movie theater.
He doesn't
theater.
Go to the movies. No.
Oh, that's...
It's IMAX.
I thought you were allowed to go out without the collar on now. Okay.
So you can actually hit the start timer on the phone app as well when it'll tell you when the Paramount comes up, press... And then it will vibrate 1 minute before it's time to pee.
I got to say, this is a cool app. Is it free?
It is absolutely free, iOS and Android.
Okay.
But who's the judge of what is an integral part of a movie?
What it does,
you know something,
but
it
what it does,
matter.
Though, it will give you like a one-paragraph synopsis of what it is you're missing while you're taking care of business.
See, that's even better.
So it's a spoiler.
Yes.
Okay, this is a bit of a spoiler.
Because think about it. You're going to look at it while you're watching the movie and annoy all
What's
your
What's more of a spoiler? What's
no,
more of a spoiler?
There's
an exploding?
Option to reveal. So it'll just say, at They've this point of movie, go, and then, you know.
While you're peeing with your other hand.
Yep, there you go.
You can read it. Rebecca is looking slightly scandalized. You know, see, that's the nice thing about being in the 7 o'clock time slot. We could not talk about pee in the 6 o'clock time slot and get away with it.
Part of me wishes I went to the bathroom for the last couple of minutes here.
Well, yeah, there's nothing worse than being in a movie and having, you know, that 48-ounce Diet Coke that you...
The refillable
you
one, right?
Back,
yes.
Yeah, you sucked back before because you're so thirsty because of all the popcorn you ate. Oh, that comes out. When that baby comes home to roost, it's time to go. You got to go.
Yeah.
And 3 minutes might not be enough in some cases. Okay. Run P. I was afraid that it was a P app when you were telling me about it. And I was like, how could it possibly be? Okay. There we go. We got a contender. Run P. Rebecca, up the game and lower your standards, baby.
That's the best P app I've ever seen.
There's more than one?
Okay. Well, I was looking in the educational section of the App Store, and it had a whole bunch of museums. I'm just going to raise the classiness level here for a minute.
It's not going to work.
No?
Once we're in the gutter.
This one's kind of cool. There's a whole bunch of museum apps out there for Natural History Museum, whatever, but the Royal BC Museum in Victoria, which is a great museum, They have Aliens Among Us. That's their app. So it doesn't really have anything to do with coming to the museum and going through the corridors and the galleries and everything and what you'll find. It's Aliens Among Us, and it's actually just describing and documenting 47 different alien species that are living in British Columbia. So some type of bird from California or a snake from somewhere else. And you download the app, and it looks like you're a cool secret agent. You have to put your little thumbprint on there to access the app. And you can find where these alien species are living in BC. You can document it. You can report it yourself. And it's something that would be really fun for kids.
And that's talking about non-native species that are things like the snakeheads. Fish in that are in some rivers, and it's giving us a report of the areas that they're being found in. And then is it a two-way app? If we find an alien species in Coquitlam that hasn't been reported there, can we talk back to the app and tell them
found
them?
Yeah, you can hit report a species, and if you find a praying mantis in Burnaby, you can put it on the map, and it has a nice little color-coded map of BC with little pinpoints like a Google map.
That's a great tool. I like that idea, because educating them that young about non-native species is healthy. Being a fisherman, I'm very sensitive to that because how much impact it has on the fisheries, and how much it's had on many of our lakes and soon is having on our rivers and stuff as well. So that's cool. That's actually really good. You did bring the level back up.
Thank you.
Not as much fun as the peeing app,
no.
But it's still, it's good. Okay, John, we're into a heavy hitting Thursday already.
So the app I have does require some external hardware, and it's for Pebble Watch owners, and it's one of the cooler uses of the Pebble Watch that I've come across so far. It's called Pebble Snap. And it's an iPhone app, and I think there's something similar on Android side. And what it is, it's an app you install on your phone and a control app you install on the watch. What it does is lets you use the watch as a remote control for the camera in your iPhone.
So it gives you that remote control to take a picture.
Yes. So, and it does a couple of neat things. It actually, you can turn on and off the flash remotely. You can take a picture, portrait, or landscape. And the watch will actually vibrate when the photo is taken and all that type of stuff. So it's just a neat little remote control app. I think it's like $1 maybe. It just really extends the usefulness of a paired smartwatch.
And it's using Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, I guess, for that.
Using Bluetooth, yeah.
Are there any other remote control apps or remote control devices for iPhones for photos, for doing those self-portraits and stuff?
Typically, if there is, it's a third-party piece of hardware you have to plug in that's sort of single-purpose. Mm. I think it's something to do with the way that Apple sandboxes some of the stuff. The app itself has to be talking to something else. Mm-hmm. And in this case, the Pebble has a pretty open connection to the iPhone, and so it works that way. And I believe it works similar on the Android side.
So you've got to wonder about the business model of developing an app like this, because here we are, we're talking about people developing an app for a minuscule part of the marketplace, the number of people that have Pebble watches that also have iPhones that would want a remote control. That's got a small user base, I have to think.
Well, they sold, like, I don't know, was it 1 million or 10 million of these Pebble watches? And now you
10
get
million?
A million.
Yeah, it was 1 million because they got 10 million in funding. And you can buy them at Best Buy in the States, at least. I think they're coming to Canada.
Good.
And it's just one more thing that is really...
I like that whole idea of the remotes is interesting. That's good. Excellent. Okay, so the Pebble Snap. So you could set up your iPhone in the movie theater to take a picture of the screen while you're peeing.
Yes.
I'm just trying to all bring it back. Okay.
Yes.
of the remote species.
At least he didn't do it the other way around by leaving your iPhone in the bathroom.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so we all recognize that issue right away. Okay. We're going to take another quick break. Art, take us to break, sir.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better.
In part by London Drugs.
Nobody does it better. Except maybe you.
We are celebrating John Beeler's birthday with an App Thursday. John, are you have big plans for the birthday celebration?
No.
No.
It's not a milestone birthday.
What is it? What number is it?
43.
43. That's a good number. That's a great number.
Yep. You've outlived Jesus by 10 years. How do you feel about that?
Good.
There's a, you can tell that's a comedian's stock line, that you've used that line before. Yeah, how many times you use that line, Art?
It blends my two loves, mathematics and religion.
Do you love math?
No, I don't. Okay.
He's a comedian, remember?
Okay, yes, indeed. Well, and he's fine. And Trivia Night at Malone's is awesome because of his hosting capabilities. Okay, what's your next?
The greatest.
What's your next app, Art?
I as a gambling degenerate, I love hockey pools, and I'm in three of them this year, and I need to know how quickly people score. And I don't care about the hockey games, really, other than the Canucks. All I care about is that my players are scoring points. So I need to find the app that that is the most immediate, and I've gone through a bunch of them. NHL.com is pretty fast. TSN is very fast, but I believe that the score is the fastest.
So you're talking about, now, you're just talking about the scores, score update app?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the app that I have on my phone that I follow scores with.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. They say real-time scores. So it is the fastest.
It's all about fast.
Also, and you know, I got to be quick, too, because the girlfriend doesn't appreciate me on my phone too much. So I need to know immediately.
Don't you have an app? Haven't you found an app that allows you to just have your players and have your players being updated?
I will for next month.
Because that would be a contender. The score is good, but it's I got to tell you, hockey pool story. I was in a hockey pool, I think 5 games to go in the season, maybe 7 games to go in the season, way back in the day. And I had Thomas Gradin from the Vancouver Canucks, and
wow,
I had Mark Messier on in the hockey pool. And this was a pool for a lot of money. I think the first prize was like $500 and second prize was like $250. $1,000 and second prize was $250. It was like a huge thing. And I was leading the pool with about 6 games to go in the season, and I'm watching TV, and Mark Messier goes into the corner with Thomas Gradin, and he rakes him in the head with the stick. Blatant high stick. Got suspended for 5 games. Gradin was out for the rest of the season. I lost the pool.
Ouch.
Yeah, and I met Messier afterwards.
And you
told
him?
Not immediately afterwards. It was like when he was playing here, after he was here for something. I told him he didn't care.
He didn't give you any Lay's potato chips
or
nothing?
He didn't give me Lay's potato chips. I thought he'd give me $1,000 because that's how much it cost me. No, not even close.
Hmm.
He might have been a captain in Edmonton, but he was not my captain. No.
No captain here.
No, sir. Isaac.
Okay. In keeping with John's Starbucks drink over there, I've got the Starbucks Secret Drink Menu app.
Mm-hmm.
99 cents in the App Store on Android and on iOS. And it allows you to come up with some really cool drinks that exist at Starbucks, but only on the Secret Menu.
They have a Secret Menu?
They do. So if you look at under Frappuccinos, they have the Zebra Mocha Frapp.
And do all the baristas know this?
Well, that's the thing. So I'll show you here. Not good on the people listening at home, but you tap
really?
You tap order now, and you pick the size, and then it gives you in Starbucks Ease what the app is. And then there's an option if the barista has no idea what these codes mean. There's a they don't understand button. It says, I would like a large mocha frap with 2 pumps of mocha and 2 pumps of white mocha with whipped cream. Thank you. And then they will make you this secret drink menu.
So you just told the secret for the Zebra Frappuccino.
I didn't tell the secret. I didn't make the app.
You read it. Okay.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of secret drinks? Is there anything that could kill somebody?
No.
Okay.
There's all kinds of yummy ones.
Because it would be good to know a secret
there's
drink.
There's wraps, there's hot drinks, teas, iced drinks.
If you're bringing your arch enemy to a Starbucks and you knew that there was a secret drink that you could order that would annihilate your enemy, that would be cool.
So you're thinking maybe the Breaking Bad Frapp?
Yeah, that could be, Okay. So the Starbucks secret drink menu, which you have to pay 99 cents for.
For the app.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, Rebecca.
This app is very basic, and I was thinking, it's too basic. No one will use this or need this. But then over the last 2 or 3 weeks on Facebook, I've seen people comment and say, I couldn't find my car in the parking lot. So I'm like, maybe this app is useful. It's just called Find My Car.
Oh.
So when you get out of your car, you hit the button, it saves the location. You can even take a photo. And when you come out into the big, huge parking lot and you kind of forget where you parked or where the van you parked next to is gone, click the button and it will walk you straight back to your car with the map.
Use GPS. Okay. Yep. You just have to remember, it'd be nice if it would automatically do that. you know, if it would automatically remind.
Oh, yeah, you just have to remember to, yeah, hit the
my
button
old,
and set your car's location.
Yeah. My old business partner, who's a longtime Vancouverite, he's in New Zealand now, so I can use his name, Jeff Groberman, who he was one of the creators of the Bundolo show, the old comedy show, which Art doesn't even know, but maybe Isaac remembers. But he used to always lose his car. He always loses his car. And it turns out that his whole family is forgetful like that, because I got to tell this. I met his sister once at Costco, and she started chatting to me, and then as she was chatting to me, she grabbed her buggy and started walking, and except a woman walks up to us and goes, "Excuse me, that's my buggy," and that wouldn't be all that unusual. You could understand that happening, except Hildy said, "Oh no, not again." So it seems that family does that over and over again. So maybe there should be one for the shopping carts too. But Find My Car, is it free?
It is, yep.
As long as you remember to enroll it, to say, remember where my car is parked now.
Yep, it's just very basic. Open it up, set my car location, find my car.
Okay, good. John?
All right. I was recently on a trip, and I went to the airport, went to grab my breakfast after I went through security, and I was sitting there, and I looked across the way, and I realized, oh, crap, I could have gone into the Maple Leaf Lounge. I forgot that my ticket would have gotten me in there. So I was sitting there eating breakfast that I paid for that I could have got for free inside the lounge.
Yes, with all the cool people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine suggested I check out Lounge Buddy.
And Lounge Buddy?
Yes. It's for finding airport lounges in various places when you're traveling. And it does a couple of neat things. First of all, you can enter in any kind of airline affinity programs or things like that that would give you access to a lounge. Also, you can also filter by different types of things. Like, I don't want to pay for it. Does it come with my credit card? Like, you know, American Express sometimes does those types of things, that kind of thing. And it'll geolocate you and tell you which airports are nearby and then what options you have in that particular airport.
Okay.
So it's and it breaks it down, tells you how much it is to buy access to it. If say you got a
if extra, you have to pay for access,
extra long layover or whatever, and it's pretty neat. And I wish I had known about this before I bought breakfast that I didn't have to.
Yeah, that was tragic. Now that was part of a trip that you just did. You just did a trip with Volkswagen, right?
That's right.
That was them flying you to Medicine Hat.
Yes, yeah. Lovely Medicine Hat.
And then you drove back on one tank of diesel.
Yes. Well, we had I think 5 or 6 different cars, and we every couple hours we'd stop and switch cars, and so
okay.
I got to experience the entire fleet basically of their diesel line.
Cool. Okay, and you took lots of pictures on the way. It looks like you had good weather.
Yes. And except for the last leg safe. Coming back to Vancouver.
Vancouver's always raining.
Someone needs to create an app that will find food that isn't 12 times the price of it is anywhere else in the world. Airplane
food.
In
the airport?
Yeah, you get a...
Once they got you captive, once they got you behind the firewall, they just take advantage of you.
Absolutely.
But that's to be expected. You, if you aren't being abused, you don't feel like you're traveling. I mean, it used to be something you look forward to. Now it's just, it's you need some stories to complain. You need to be sticker shocked. What do you mean $14 for a bag of nuts? Okay.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it is nuts. We got one more segment.
We do.
One more segment to come. So let's take a quick break, and we're going to return with more of App Thursday here on Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better.
Brought to you in part
by London
you.
Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
It is App Thursday here on Dottotech when we look at the coolest, the wackiest, the most interesting apps out there. And it's a contest. It's a contest. It's a test of man or womanhood. It is, and when one wins, one is proud for an entire month. Correct, Ms. Bullwood?
I'm currently very proud.
You're currently very proud because
yes.
You are the defending champ. Art, how long has it been since you've won, sir?
Well, do you mean how many times, how long has it been since you've prevented me from winning?
No. There cannot be any, and you don't make yourself any, you don't win over the ref by complaining, whining, kind of whining.
Sorry?
You're whining.
Okay. Well.
So far today you've brought to the table an anti-sobriety test or a sobriety
perhaps
test.
Maybe my soul has been crushed so many times. These
you
Wednesday,
brought a,
you're welcome.
You brought a Webroot sobriety test, quick office. And the score. Okay, so
I got to say, these are all apps that I've used.
They are there, but you haven't caught the cool factor, the interesting factor. I mean, considering, you know, invasive species, peeing, other things, or
I'll give it to Isaac. The or, P1 is pretty good.
Or the John's that predicts the weather and tells you when it's going to stop raining, so you can walk your dog.
From the future.
From the future.
Wow. You know what I do? I just look out the window.
Texts from the future.
Film.
Yeah, but not – okay. So, dazzle me, Mr. Factora.
Steve, you and I, we are both on the same ship of an unhealthy world. And every few months we talk about it, and we have PJ come on and talk about getting healthier. But I found an app that perhaps maybe will help you and I and perhaps other guys in the studio. I'm not going to name names, but none of us could be shirtless models is what I'm saying. So I found an app.
Speak for yourself.
Well, not in a traditional sense. I'm sure there are websites that would appreciate us shirtless, but I don't know if that's the kind of demographic we...
Is that the app?
That anyone wants.
Is that, yeah.
Well, that's next week. I was thinking about the next year doing our calendar, the Moob calendar. Yes, okay.
But movies. If we want to be in a calendar that we're proud of, I found
I would be proud. I'm proud of me just the way I am. I love me.
Okay, well, if you want other people to love you.
I'm kind of hurting now that you're saying that I need to be improved.
I'm not saying you need to be improved.
You've been pretty much intimating it. Would most people here think that Art was saying that I need to be? Yes, they're all nodding their heads.
I'm saying that you should want to be improved.
Oh, even worse.
For the love of other people to love you more.
Okay.
By loving less of you, right?
Get on with it, Factora.
The app is called Calorie Burned. Calorie burn. So you type in your weight, you type in how long, and it's also if you really want to see how many calories you burn when walking to the bus stop or when running away from a potential
zombie.
Well, zombie or mugger. It's good to know. So it's pretty basic. Like I said, you type in your weight, you type in the time in which you think you have just exercised, biking, walking. There's a whole bunch of different activities that they have on here. Everything from, everything from...
Eating potato chips?
Well, a body pump, which I don't know what it means, but it sounds fun, and perhaps I should find out. Let's go body pump. I'll type
okay,
in...
This is fascinating radio. Okay.
I'm just
so
saying.
It counts our calories for us, how many we've burned.
Yes, or how many potentially you want to burn.
So
if you
say, if I was to sit on the bike for 15 minutes, what would be the... And then you realize that it's not worth it for the amount of work.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now you see. Now you're getting it.
Now and so you're okay. And have you bought? Is it a paid app? Is it free?
It is absolutely free because health, a healthy lifestyle should be free.
It should be
hard work, but
that's
nothing
it. That's all
pocket.
We have to do is work hard. Okay, it's called Calorie Burned.
Yep.
Okay.
Carpentry. That's one of them too. Card playing. I'll let you know how many calories that burns. Card playing.
Good.
If you want to know before the end of the show.
I don't.
Okay.
Isaac,
jeez, how do I follow that?
It'll be difficult. Just,
it's a great app that is not available to people like myself and Steve who live in Delta.
Oh, okay.
The Shaw Wi-Fi Go Finder.
Oh yeah. So every time I go into a Wi-Fi network,
makes you angry, doesn't
it's
it, Steve?
Shaw.
Yeah.
It's Shaw this, Shaw that.
And we live in the land of Delta Cable where it's not even an option for us to be on Shaw.
No.
I would love to be on Shaw, but they
would
won't
you?
Let me.
I like okay. So it's called the Shaw Wi-Fi Finder.
Yeah, and what it does is it's geo tags you with GPS is to shows you where all the free Wi-Fi is, and if you're a Shaw customer, you get free Wi-Fi.
And it's in a lot of places.
It is in a lot of places. Not anywhere I live, of course.
Do we have anybody here that's on Shaw? Do you use it? So you
use it all the time.
Now is like if you're in a Starbucks or something, is it fast because the Starbucks Wi-Fi sucks? Is it fast? Is it reasonably good Wi-Fi that is in the Shaw thing?
Generally, it's not as burdened as the Starbucks one is, and you generally don't see them at Starbucks. You see them at other places, like
the mall.
Yeah,
lots of the mall,
and
so has Shaw built the infrastructure of all these Wi-Fi hotspots? How have they done it?
I think
they do is it's for business customers that have Shaw Business Wi-Fi, uh-huh. And they give the business the option of offering this up, and Shaw actually puts in a second modem. Independent of your business's internet, it's just you're giving up space and power for the modem.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Shaw gets all the revenue, and they just provide.
Well, there's no revenue; it's just free.
Well, it's to their subscribers.
Only so to their subscribers. Yeah, so maybe, I don't know, Bueller can hook us up with some Wi-Fi access.
It's kind of interesting. You have to be like on your home Shaw connection and authenticate your device. So when I got my iPhone 5S, I haven't authenticated this on my home network using the Shaw app. So I tried to use this the other day on a Shaw hotspot, and it wouldn't work. You have to log in. It's just easier to activate your device at home, and then you basically it just goes in. You don't even have to put a password in. Like it's
yeah, it's always the first one that pops up, and I've never used it, but it's surprising how it always pops up on my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there's a Thai restaurant near my office that I go there all the time, and they have and it's good and fast Wi-Fi there. And it's in a spot that LTE wouldn't work very good, so it's nice to have that option.
Shaw Wi-Fi Finder. Good stuff. I like that. Rebecca! This is it. This is your last chance, Rebecca.
Oh,
so,
what?
Rebecca, by the way, I just Isaac had given us the entertainment book app, which I like, Run-P, which is
pretty awesome.
In the finals at this point, I have to think. The Starbucks Secret Drink Finder menu, which is ludicrous, and the Shaw Wi-Fi Finder. Rebecca has brought us SOAR, the Fear of Flying app, the Royal BC Museum for helping us find non-indigenous creatures and aliens among us, and Find My Car for those of us that lose our cars that isn't colored like Beeler's car, which stands out everywhere it is.
Yes.
Bright green. Looks like a praying mantis.
And that's on the list of aliens in
yes,
BC.
That's why I said it, yeah. Good. Okay, what's your next app?
Could you last?
I went down a bit of rabbit hole following Art's app. I found one called Beer Burner. It tells you how many beers you've had, but that's not my app.
Oh,
that's his next week.
It will be.
Well, I'm actually going to be talking to Sherry Holmes, who is the daughter of Mike Holmes.
She's of Holmes on Holmes?
Of Holmes on Holmes.
So you're
of Holmes Makes It Right.
Celebrity Once Removed.
Sure.
With her, yeah, okay.
Yeah. She's very skilled. I'm envious of her skills the show. On the show, she helps
she's
out.
A
she's
too.
A carpenter too.
Oh, I didn't even know
she's,
that.
Her tiling. She's an expert in tiling.
Oh.
So what I did was I downloaded the Holmes Makes It Right app, the Mike Holmes app. It's by HarperCollins, so I'm assuming it's through the book publisher, and it has all that wonderful information in there. And it's most useful if you're starting a project. So you're going to be renovating your kitchen. You can start a project called Kitchen. You can then add a photo of a before photo, after photo. You can add milestones, have an event log, contractor, phone book list, and all that kind of stuff. So you can just do, you can also look up Reno 101 and find out more information about various basic things you can do around your home.
Are you planning on a renovation?
I'm not.
But you just, you're interviewing her for what? What are you meeting her
for? Oh, she's coming to town for the West Coast Women's Show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she'll be here in just a few weeks. But
good stuff.
Yeah.
The Holmes Makes It Right app. Mm-hmm. Free?
It's $3.99.
$3.99?
Yeah. Ooh. But if you're investing enough to totally redo your kitchen,
yeah,
he's the guy to go to for the advice.
So. He is a guy to go to. Yeah. What's your threshold for paying for an app? What's the most you've ever paid for an app?
$30.
For what?
Log Me In.
Okay, yeah.
Paid 40 for TomTom.
TomTom, back in the day, yeah.
I think Keynote's like $19.99, or it was.
Yeah, now it's free.
It's free now.
Yeah.
I spent
thanks,
$5.
I spent the same on Kino, yeah.
Plex was $5. But yeah. I probably spent about $20 on Candy Plex, Crush. Yeah.
Actually, you know what, though?
In-app purchases don't count.
I've bought Log Me In now 3 times on 3 different platforms. So $90.
Yeah. $90.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. John, this is it. This is it. This is going to be the final contender in this week's rundown. Your apps so far have been Dark Sky, the weather app, the Pebble Snap, iPhone to Pebble remote for photography, and Lounge Buddy, which is your way of name-dropping the fact that you could have been in the Air Canada Lounge.
Yes.
And what's the last one?
My last one is, it's a game. It's an iPhone version of a very popular party game called Cards Against Humanity. And I have to thank friend of the show, Megan, for this tip. She pointed me in this direction, and it's a very fun app. Are you familiar with Cards Against Humanity?
No.
So Cards Against Humanity is a really fun party game, and it's comprised of 2 decks of cards. One deck is the black deck, and one deck is the white deck. The black deck is the question cards, so it's like a fill-in-the-blank kind of a question, and then everybody gets 10 of the white deck cards, which are answers, and they're random answers. And it's completely not for kids, completely not politically correct. it's a really bad game. In that sense, it's
the
very...
fact that you separate the blacks and the whites makes it an inappropriate game for society already.
That may have been intentional by the creators.
Okay.
So Evil Apples is their version of the same thing. The neat thing about Evil Apples is you can play with random strangers on the internet, or you can play with your friends. Minimum of three people are needed, because there's a judge that judges the answers that are submitted by their friends. And then you can, I think, I'm not sure what the upper limit is, but you can basically text your friends an invite to a game. They can join, and then you get push notifications when that other person has played their cards, and then you can review everything. So it's like it's best played in real time, but you can certainly play it like whenever you have time. And
it sounds like an app that pulls a lot of our different themes together today. it pulls art sobriety concept in. It also probably pulls the P, because I'm sure that's going to be a word that you're going to use over and over again in the game.
Oh, no. P would be like the G-rated version of what's being used in the game. I can't even say what the cards are on my screen right now. It's not. Yes.
Well, the G-rated version of Cards Against Humanity is kind of apples to apples.
Yes.
It's a kid's game.
I play apples to apples.
Yeah,
it's
kind of like that,
game.
But yep. for adults.
You just imagine you replace all the nice answer cards with submissions from Reddit. It can be very... crass, vulgar, fun.
Horribly
inappropriate. It's pretty rude.
Rebecca and I have played this.
Speaking about Yoda's private parts is rude in itself.
At my birthday last year, and we had a lot of fun. We had about, I think, 10 or 15 people playing it and kind of like...
Well, Apples to Apples is a fun
game. Yeah, and this is a great game because it really does let you connect with almost any type of connectivity. You can send an email, you can invite people on Facebook, you can invite them on Twitter, you can text them.
But it's kept in a silo, so it's not published on Facebook, so everybody can see.
Correct. You have to play within the app.
So it's called Evil Apples.
Evil Apples. It's free.
It's free. Okay.
Yep. There is a there's a play random against the internet players, and I think you have to pay for some version of that. You're limited to the number of rounds you can play for free, and then it's an in-app purchase, I think.
Okay.
But to play against your friends, it's definitely free.
Got it. All right. That's it. All of our submissions are in. It is time for us to do the judging. And Rebecca, since you're the defending champ, you get to choose first. Whose app do you want to choose? Because you get to choose which person's app, and then I'll give you the list. So who do you want to choose one app from? Because what happens is each contestant now picks one final app from one of the other contestants for the final four. So who do you choose?
I'm going to pick Isaac.
Okay. In Isaac's apps, which one would you choose? The Entertainment Book app, the Starbucks Secret Drink Menu app at $1, the Shaw Wi-Fi Finder, or the Run P app, which notifies you when the boring parts of your movies are coming up, so you can run and pee.
Well, I want to say the Entertainment Book app, but the one that I downloaded and will be telling people about is Run P.
Run P.
Yep.
Run P is our first finalist. Indeed, it is.
Yep.
Okay, Isaac, since you were chosen next, you can choose one other person. You can choose Art, or you can choose Rebecca, or you can choose John. Who do you want to pick?
I'll take Art.
Yeah.
You'll take Art.
Yeah,
so Art's apps are the Sobriety Test, the Quick Office, the Score, or Calories Burned.
I'm going to pick Quick Office because I actually use it.
See?
Okay, Quick Office.
See?
I'm just going to wake up here. Okay, a Quick Office.
Why? I thought we were a team, Steve.
We are a team.
A duo. These three are outsiders. You and I should be the team. I should be winning every month regardless.
You got to bring it. You know, I would have zero credibility right now. Zero credibility.
I would have zero credibility if I didn't bring something as awesome as Quick Office.
You did. Okay. Quick Office is it. Art, who do you choose to judge, Rebecca or John?
I will choose Rebecca.
You're going to choose Rebecca. So Rebecca's apps are Soar, the Fear of Flying app, the Royal BC Museum's Aliens Among Us, Find My Car app, or the Holmes Makes It Right, $3.99 Renovate Your Kitchen app.
I would never spend $4 on an app, so that's out. I'm flying to the Philippines next May, so I will go with Soar.
You're going to choose Soar.
I'm going to choose Soar.
Man, that's nasty. Nasty sauce, because the Royal BC Museum app would have had a chance. Okay, so Art's playing defense. And finally, John, you're left to pick who?
Himself.
Oh.
You should.
I did it wrong. How did I do that?
John should be able to pick his favorite.
Just a minute. Rebecca picked Isaac. Isaac picked Art. Art picked Rebecca.
I should have picked John.
But then who would pick Rebecca?
John would.
I would.
Oh, yes. You can't pick Rebecca. You have to pick John.
Great. All right, go ahead. I don't remember, you
get more airtime here. John has Dark Skies, The Pebble Snap, Lounge Buddy, or Evil Apples.
Well, once again, I will go with the fact that I'm flying to the Philippines in May, so I will go with Lounge App.
Lounge Buddy.
Buddy.
Oh, that's, again, nasty sauce. Because Dark Skies would have had a chance.
I'm just choosing for myself.
Oh, he's a cruel dude. He is a cruel dude. We're going to remember this next time. Okay, and John, you have to pick Rebecca's now, right? Okay, Soar, The Royal BC, Aliens Among Us, The Find My Car, or The Holmes Makes It Right?
From the top? I'll go with Find My Car.
Find My Car. Useful app. Very useful. All right, so our finalists now are a Quick Office, Run P, Rebecca's Find My Car, and John's, I'm going to override, John's Dark Sky is the one that we're going to consider.
I know, right, everyone?
I did this to you last time, too. I had to do this to you
I'm
last time.
I'm used to it.
You've got to be a team player. This is not about us.
He's stacking
the
deck cards.
It's about the listeners. And I'm going to, it's going to be, we're going to bring it down to the two, Dark Sky and the P app.
Can I just lobby for my app that it's not available in this country, and you've got to do a lot of hacks around it and set up
for Dark Sky
bogus accounts
in
Portland?
Those are good points. John, what would you like to say about Run P in defense of Dark Skies?
It's a website that's been around forever.
Yeah.
Run P?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I personally hate when people whip off their phones in a movie.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
Yeah, better than whipping something else out.
It's just a vibration, though, and then can get up.
Ooh, Rebecca's.
I'm guessing.
Defending. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Do you have a drum roll ready, Art?
I have a cheer ready.
Okay. Oh, is the cheer ready?
Almost as good.
We have a new champion. We have Run P is going to be our champion this week. And I've just brought the intellectual level of this show down to an all-time low. After last month's classic app, the Red Cross Canada app, which was courtesy of Rebecca, supported by John, who gave her permission to use it when it was on his list, we're talking about a urination app. But nevertheless, it caught my fancy. I love the idea.
Maybe
it might have been around forever, but I didn't know that it was around forever.
Perhaps maybe they were drinking too much water from all of these public
still
water
can't let
fountains.
It go.
Huh?
Still can't let it go.
You ever think of that?
Yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't have used that tap map app. Which is what it's called.
Maybe we'll have to have a best of where we look at all the runner-up apps. You get to go through your list and resubmit some of your best apps that you'd thought should have been considered. At any rate, Sir Isaac Kendall is our champion this week, and we all congratulate you, which means Isaac gets to come back next month as well. So that means Hathaway can't come back. Hathaway's just going to have to wait. And he wasn't available this week.
So he can take my spot.
Oh, don't tell me. He could probably run the audio board, too. Okay, and that's it. We're out of time, aren't we, Art? Good stuff. I got to thank Art Factora, John Beeler, Rebecca Bolwit, and our new champ, Sir Isaac Kendall. I'm Steve Dotto. We'll see you next week right here on Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.